One thing we found out was there was a lady in the church, her father had a mass on his brain. He had a tumor on his brain. And she was in North Carolina, yet her dad was in Columbia and didn't know what to do or how she would be able to get back home to be with her family. It was just quite a situation that had arose. And, we just started praying. Something that I learned a long time ago is that the power of God is not confined to county lines. The power of God is not confined to city limits. But one thing is for certain, the power of God can reach across every place and touch every need and reach down and heal bodies and touch minds. Would you clap your hands and shout yes? I guess I should have told the other side of that story was we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And again, all we could do in the communication to Colombia wasn't as easy as necessarily here in North America. And what happened was, it was an amazing report because the father had went and had multiple tests done. He had multiple scans done. And they could see something there on one of the exams. The other one, they said something took place. It's as if you had a surgery. And they wanted to know when was surgery. But guess what happened? There was no surgery. What that shows is that God Almighty is at work among us. He's a miracle worker. So yes. Amen, amen. Turn around and give a high five to somebody. Tell them you're happy to see him in the house of the Lord today. Amen. So good to see each and every one of you again. You know, we're going to, since we did some bilingual songs, it kind of just, I don't know, I guess I got an itch that needs to be scratched. No, maybe not necessarily that. I just did this a few weeks ago, and it's, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. But I'm going to attempt to do some bilingual preaching. Is that all right? But before we do that, we're grateful for the various ones. We're starting to get an international church. And with each country comes a culture, and we're grateful for that. So look at each other and say, you're a multicultural church. I mean, even in North America, we've got people from the South and from the North. We've got people from the East and the West. And we're thankful, though, for those that are from Texas, those Tejanos, griten gloria a Dios. Mira. We got one from the country that I know well, and that's the country of Honduras. Hermanos, si puede griten gloria a Dios. Tenemos, ahí sí es. Tenemos un hermano de la República Dominicana. Grites, hermano Alexis, si puede gritar gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Amén. Gloria a Dios. Y hermana la única de Argentina, sí. Gloria a Dios. You notice there was a little difference, but that's okay because that's, I'm telling you, every culture has their own way of doing things. And you could say, that's not me, but look at your family culture. Some of y'all think something's funny and other ones like, that's weird. Some of you say something like where we lived in North Carolina, we had the Lumbee Indians. And the Lumbee Indians had a culture all their own. They would say, they call everybody Paul Deedy. Paul Deedy. That's a term of respect. I don't know what it really meant. They said it was respectful when they called the pastor Paul Deedy one day. I thought it was funny. I don't know if he did, but I did. And, then they say things like, put your coat. And I'm like, what'd you say? And it was a little rough. It was hot in the gym when we were building the Life Center. And this Lumbee said to me that he said, man, that, and I had to have an interpreter. And he said, man, that heat would put you out your coat. What's that mean? And make you want to take your coat off. That's what that meant. So, but we're thankful that God is doing a great work among us, and God is certainly blessing the church and blessing our efforts in serving the Lord and just being an open church for people that the hurting can come and find peace. The hurting can find rest. Are you thankful for that today? The hungry can be fed. Those that just want to serve God, you're welcome. Aren't you grateful that we serve a God that he's not set aside by a culture. He simply says, this is way of my kingdom, and my kingdom is coming. And I'm thankful today for that. One more time, clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Hermano Lexi, yo sé que yo pedí a usted a venir y dar un testimonio. Si puede venir y dar testimonio a saludar a los hermanos, amen, en el nombre de Jesús. I invited somebody to come and just greet you from all the way from the country of Dominican Republic. And it's been a minute since I've translated. So if I make it up, just go with me. Hermanos, y pase, por favor.
Dios le bendiga, iglesia.
God bless each and every one of you.
Para mí es un placer.
For me it is a great honor.
Enormemente.
And normally,
agradecido del Señor.
I want to give thanks. First, I want to give thanks to God.
Del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
I'm thankful that God Almighty is one, Father, Spirit, and
por traerme a una nación.
Otra vez.
Por traerme a una nación.
That he was able to bring me to a place
de diferente nacionalidad de la mía.
Where that is a different culture than where I'm from.
El Señor ha sido más que bueno.
And the Lord is doing great things.
Conmigo y con mi familia.
With me and my family.
Y quiero decirle en esta hora.
I want to tell each and every one of you.
Que el Dios que tú le sirve.
That the God that you serve.
Es el mismo Dios que yo le sirvo.
Is the same God that I serve.
Que el idioma tuyo del inglés.
It's the same God of this church.
Es el mismo Dios del idioma español.
He is the same God worshipped in Spanish.
Y él es el mismo Dios.
He is the same God.
De todos los idiomas.
Every language.
Y él es un Dios.
He is the same God.
Que no tiene color.
He has no color.
Que no tiene raza.
He doesn't have a race.
Él es un Dios.
He is a God.
Que hizo el cielo y la tierra.
He made the heaven and earth.
Y a todos los humanos. Que habitamos en ella.
That we inhabit in here.
Y por esta razón estamos unidos hoy aquí.
And for that reason we are united here today.
Para congregarnos juntamente.
To congregate together.
Unánimemente.
Oneness.
Como una sola persona.
As just one single person.
Sin diferencia.
There might be a difference.
Y amándonos.
But we love each
los unos a los otros.
We love each other.
Porque el Señor dice en su palabra.
Because the word says in the Bible,
ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
Love your neighbor.
Y hay que amarnos, gloria a Dios.
As you love yourself.
Los unos a los otros.
As you love yourself.
Porque si no amamos los unos a los otros.
Because if we don't love each other,
vamos a tener problemas con Dios cuando lo tengamos frente a frente. Aleluya. Solo vine a saludarle.
I just want to greet you.
Pero no puedo bajarme de aquí.
But I don't want to just stop.
Sin darte una palabra que traje para ti.
I wanted to tell you something today.
Para ti y para mí.
For me and you.
Esa palabra está en el libro de Apocalipsis.
It's the word is in Revelations.
¿Cuántos saben que estamos en el libro del Apocalipsis en los últimos tiempos?
How many know that we're living in the last days and seeing the book of Revelations?
Atención.
It's getting our attention.
Es un 9-11.
It's a new thing.
En estos últimos tiempos, el enemigo que vino a matar, a robar y a destruir, tiene la humanidad destruida. Miren las noticias. Miren lo que está pasando en el mundo. Aquí está todo. Si te deja turbar, es porque quiere. Porque Jehová Dios de los ejércitos te ha dejado este libro para que tú sepa por dónde darle al enemigo. Si él viene contra ti con espada y jabalina, ven tú contra él. En el nombre de Jesús. Es el único nombre. Es el único nombre. Es el único nombre que el diablo sabe que tiene que respetar. Es el único nombre que dejó la tumba vacía en Israel. Y esa tumba está vacía por ti y por mí. Dice en el libro de Apocalipsis, Apocalipsis 1, ponga atención. Dice, la revelación de Jesucristo que Dios le dio para manifestar a sus siervos las cosas que deben de suceder pronto. Y, la declaró enviándola por medio de su ángel a su siervo Juan, que ha dado testimonio de la palabra de Dios y de testimonio de Jesucristo y de todas las cosas que ha visto. Atención, bienaventurado el que lee y los que oyen las palabras de esta profecía, las palabras de esta profecía, y guardan las cosas en ella escritas, porque el tiempo está cerca. Atención. 911. Be careful.
Cuídense.
Cuiden su salvación.
Take care of your salvation.
Porque el enemigo no está jugando porque le queda poco tiempo.
The devil's not playing games. He's got short time on earth.
En el libro del Apocalipsis,
in the book of Revelation,
el Señor,
the Lord,
le escribió a las siete iglesias.
He wrote to the seven churches,
y nosotros somos parte,
and we are part,
de esas siete iglesias.
Of these seven churches.
Un poquito más para terminar.
There's a little bit more that has to happen.
A la iglesia de Éfeso,
the church of Ephesus,
el Señor le dijo,
the Lord said to the church of Ephesus,
escribe al ángel de la iglesia,
write to the angel of the church,
en Éfeso,
in Ephesus,
el que tiene las siete estrellas en su diestra,
that has seven stars in his hand,
el que anda en medio de los siete candeleros de oro,
and that walks among the candlesticks,
dice esto,
say this,
el mismo Cristo,
the same God,
hablando,
is speaking
a la iglesia,
to the church.
Yo conozco tus obras,
I know your works,
y tu arduo trabajo,
and I know how you're working for God,
y tu paciencia,
and I know your patience,
y que no puedes soportar,
and I know that you will not support,
a los malos,
the sin,
y has probado,
but I have tried you,
a los que dicen ser apóstoles,
amongst the apostles,
y no lo son.
And you're not like everyone
y lo has llamado mentiroso.
You're not a liar.
Y has sufrido.
You've suffered.
Y has tenido paciencia y has trabajado arduamente por amor de mi nombre, dice Cristo, y no ha desmayado. Pero tengo contra ti que ha dejado tu primer amor. Recuerda bien, por tanto, de dónde has caído, y arrepiéntete y haz las primeras obras. Atención, pues si no, vendré pronto. Vendré pronto a ti y quitaré tu candelero de su lugar si no te hubiese arrepentido. Pero tiene esto, que aborrece las obras de los nicolaitas, que aborrece las obras de los nicolaitas, gloria sea a Dios, las cuales yo también aborrezco. El Señor te dice, el que tiene oído, oiga lo que el Espíritu dice a las iglesias. Al que venciere, le daré a comer del árbol de la vida, el cual está en medio del paraíso de Dios. Es palabra de Dios. La palabra de Dios dice que los perdidos serán como la arena del mar. Tengo mucho más que dar, pero me dieron un momento para saludar, no para predicar. El Señor es bueno. Estoy aquí en este lugar porque Él me habló en voz audible. Es un poquitito de mi testimonio, porque puedo escribir una cátedra de lo que Él ha hecho en 12 años en mi vida. En una ocasión, que Dios bendiga a todos los jóvenes de la iglesia, en un culto de jóvenes, fue mi primera experiencia con Dios. El Espíritu Santo vino a este oído mío, oreja, oído, y me habló en voz audible y me dijo, hoy es viernes, Friday, y el domingo será el último cigarrillo que te fuma. Tenía 10 años por dejar de fumar con médico, con doctor, con mentas, con everything.
Yo traté todo.
No pude.
And it didn't help.
No pude.
I couldn't do it.
Con mi fuerza.
With my own strength.
Y el Dios tuyo.
But your God.
Y el mío.
And my God.
Lo hizo de un día para otro.
He did it one thing one day that I couldn't do.
Dale ese aplauso con vida porque es para Él.
Give a hand clap of praise to God.
Me dijo el viernes.
He told me on Friday.
No fumará más el domingo. Del viernes pasó el sábado, y el sábado me fumé 40 cigarrillos, y del sábado pasó a Sunday, y el domingo, oh santo Dios, oh gloria a Dios, la voz que Dios dijo aquí en mi oído, el domingo no fumará más. Cuando fui a prender el primer cigarrillo a la mañana, oh gloria a Dios, Quería vomitar todos mis órganos para afuera. Lo que no pude en 10 años. El Dios tuyo y el mío. Lo hizo de un día para otro. Y este evangelio. Será predicado. Para testimonio. De todas las naciones. Es un placer. Congregarme. Entre medio de americanos. Porque le he pedido a Dios. Que me llevara a vivir en el medio de americanos, porque son gente trabajadores, tienen, son personas que tienen valores, y por eso yo quería estar con ustedes. Tenía 3 años pidiéndole al Señor que me llevara a una área americana. My English not very good looking, pero estoy aquí.
But I'm here.
I'm here.
Estoy aquí.
Que Dios le bendiga, que Dios le guarde.
Señor, God bless you.
Para adelante y para el cielo.
And that he will keep you.
Para atrás y para coger impulso.
That God will put on you.
Con esto dejo.
With this.
El reino de los cielos sufre violencia.
The kingdom of darkness will suffer much.
Y solamente los violentos en el Espíritu Santo lo arrebatarán.
That you will stand.
Dale la gloria al Padre, al Hijo y al Espíritu Santo. Y gracias al pastor por esta oportunidad.
Thank you
very much.
Let's clap our hands and shout hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you that know anything about Spanish, when someone says, ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? You would shout, Gloria a Dios. Okay? You would shout, Glory to God. Okay? Let's practice. ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios?
Gloria a Dios.
Well, man, you're good. Good. And then it gets a little wild sometimes when you say a su nombre, which is to his name, you shout gloria. A su nombre.
Gloria.
A la iglesia.
Gloria.
In that's to the church, victory. A la iglesia, victoria. Y el diablo, and to the devil, is derrota, is defeat. How many believe that today? So, yes. You may be seated. Toma sus asientos. Amen. Now, I won't preach long. I know you're hungry. Oh, Jesus. Now, you really got me ready to cook with gas. My brother that lived in Virginia is a fireman. And in order to become a fireman, he had to train, go through classes, night classes, day classes, agility tests, as well as comprehensions. Mi hermano que vive en el estado de Virginia, él es un bombero. Y la verdad es, él tuvo que pasar muchos entrenamientos para ser un bombero. Clases del día y clases del noche. Exámenes de sus fuerzas y sus inteligencias. And in that line of work, a fireman's life many times depends on their coworker. They put their lives in the hand of their fellow firemen. En los trabajos de ellos, los bomberos tienen que poner confianza y tener confianza en sus compañeros. Ponen sus vidas en las manos de sus compañeros. But one particular night, during a fire, my brother had went into the house unable to see anything, only to feel what was around because of the smoke. He could feel the heat through his protective gear, but in the house, in this particular fire, a large piece of burning wood fell on one of my brother's fellow co-workers, firemen, and my brother's friend was trapped by a fire. Una noche durante del fuego, un fuego fuerte. Durante de una lucha con el fuego, fue bien oscuro. No pudieron hacer nada. Sintieron el color del fuego, pero en esa casa particular, en este fuego particular, un pedazo de madera se cayó sobre el compañero de mi hermano, y esta tabla de madera cayó y fue llena de fuego, y su enemigo fue atrapado abajo del fuego. Now remember, firemen trust their lives or put their lives in the hands of their fellow firemen. Remember that. Recuerde que los bomberos pongan confianza en las manos de los compañeros, los otros bomberos. This man screamed for help, and it was in that moment all of the training that my brother had put into up to that moment came flooding back. And when the man screamed for my brother stretched out his hand and threw the burning wood off of him and carried his friend out to safety. Recuerda que los bomberos ponen sus vidas en las manos de sus compañeros. Ese hombre gritó por ayuda, y mi hermano extendió su mano y tiró la tabla de madera y le salvó y sacó la persona, su amigo, de ese fuego. And really, here's the great thing is my brother saved his life, but because he saved his life, that man is now married and has children to this day, all because of one person stretching out the hand. Y ese varón, él es casado hoy por solamente de la obra de mi hermano. But today, I want to talk about the hand of God. Hay una mano más seguro de nuestros amigos. There is a hand stronger than any fireman. Hay un mano más fuerte de bomberos. Hay un mano más seguro de nuestros amigos. There is a hand that is greater than anything around us. I want to tell you today that you can trust in the hand of God. Yo quiero decir nosotros hoy que tú puedes confiar en la mano de Jesucristo. ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? Let's all say praise the Lord. Otra vez, ¿cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? Someone say hallelujah. Peter, he said it well with experience. Pedro dijo con experiencia. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Pedro 5 y verso 7. Echando toda vuestra ansiedad sobre él, porque él tiene cuidado de vosotros. Casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Really, it is casting all your cares, your anxieties on him because he takes interest in you. Dice la palabra echando todas vuestras ansiedades sobre él porque él está interesado en nosotros. Aren't you thankful today that God Almighty is interested in where you are, what you're doing, wants to know what's happening? ¿Cuántos están alegres que Dios está interesado en todo de su ser? ¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios? And echando todas nuestras ansiedades, nuestros problemas, nuestras dudas, nuestras debilidades. We can, this is what the word of God is saying, that you and I, we can cast our cares, our problems, our doubts, our weakness on him because God Almighty is interested in you. Podemos, hermanos, echar toda nuestra ansiedad, problemas, debilidades, dudas, sobre Dios, porque Dios está interesado en nosotros. You know as well as I do that our problem is we want to keep or guard what's in our own hands. Pero sabe la verdad, nuestro problema es que queremos aguardar a nuestras situaciones con manos de nosotros. We want to guard it, that this is my problem. Este es mi problema. We say, but this is, I've heard people say, well, my cancer, as if they're calling it as their own. You ever hear people say, well, my cancer, well, I mean, I think it was it last week, Sister Heilman, you said, you went and you didn't say it was my cancer, you said cancer free again. Come on, somebody, that's how God works. Aren't you thankful that she's cancer free again? Shout yes. But too often people say it's my problem, it's my sickness, it's my doubts, it's my life. Y muchas veces el problema es, hermanos, que decimos que es mi ansiedades, es mi dudas, es mi vida, mi propia vida. But I'm going to tell us today, we all know it, but yet we need to be reminded of it, that our hand is insufficient in comparison to the hand of God Almighty. Quiero declarar hoy, hermanos, que nuestras manos están insuficientes en la comparación de nuestro Dios. I want to tell you today that if you've got a problem, put it in the hand of God. Quiero decir a nosotros, tiene un problema, dar, ponga en la mano de Dios. ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? Isaiah 59:1 reads, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Isaías 59, versículo 1 dice, y aquí que no se ha cortado la mano de Jehová para salvar, ni se ha agravado su oído para oír. And we find in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 3, that God manifested in the flesh, reached out and touched a leper. What do you say? The hand of God. Dicen la mano de Dios. Encontramos en el libro de Mateo capítulo 8, versículo 3, que Dios manifestado en carne, él extendió su mano a una lepra. And we understand, and I won't go into great detail because you're hungry and I don't want to mess with your dinner. But the laws of their time, it was against their law to touch a sick person, whatever the sickness was. Tenemos que entender que las leyes de este tiempo fue contra la ley para extender una mano a una persona enferma con cualquier enfermedad. No importa, cualquier enfermedad fue contra las leyes para extender una mano y tocar una persona. So here it is. This is simple today. But the hand of God is not, it's not held to common law. The hand of God will supersede any law when you have a need. Aren't you thankful today? Aren't you thankful that when you needed a touch from God, God Almighty didn't say, I can't do that. No, no, no. He extended his hand towards you. I'm thankful for the hand of God. Estoy agradecido por la mano de Dios. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here this man was separated from his community, maybe even since his birth. Y aquí es un hombre en Mateo capítulo 8. He was a man in Matthew chapter 8. He separated from his community. Posiblemente separó de nacimiento. We don't really know. Maybe even separated at his very birth. And here it is. This man, maybe, I don't know, maybe he was looking in a window and began to see his brother and his mother hug. No sabemos la verdad, pero posiblemente que ese hombre miró a su hermanito en los brazos de su madre. And there he was, just wanting a moment to just feel the touch of a loving mother. No sabemos la verdad, pero posiblemente que este varón esperaba por solamente un momento la mano de su madre. But truth is, he was separated from everyone. Él fue separado por todo. Maybe we don't understand it in that sense, being separated in that sense. Posiblemente que pensamos y entendemos la separación de la ley por causa de la ley. Maybe we could have watched this man sitting near his family home, looking in the windows and noticing a celebration of his little brother's birthday party. No sabemos, pero posiblemente, hermanos, que este varón de leproso, man, fue sentado por fuera de la ventana y él pudo ver sus padres y su familia mirando la celebración de los cumpleaños de su hermanito, pero no podía entrar. He was looking at the party, knowing what was going on, yet he still could not enter. Just maybe he got a glimpse of his brother. Posiblemente ese varón miró su hermanito en los brazos de su familia. Just maybe he caught a glimpse of his parents hugging that child. But truth was, he was separated because of a sickness. La verdad es, él fue separado por medio de una enfermedad. We have to understand that when a person has leprosy, many times you'd find sores on their body. Cuando una persona fue una lepra, fue llagas abiertas encontrado en toda parte de su cuerpo. They'd had holes where maybe their nose was, some lost fingers because of this disease. Tuvieron hoyos donde fue un nariz o perdió sus dedos por causa de esta enfermedad. There would be a rotting flesh smell, un olor carne putrida. But we understand, though, that in Matthew chapter 8, that the God of mercy stretched out his hand to this man, and the Bible says he was healed. Pero encontramos el Dios de misericordia extendiendo un mano a ellos, a ese varón, y la Biblia dice que él le sanó. Just maybe today, there are some here that feel as though you're an outcast. You're amongst good company because God Almighty's here in this place. Would you clap your hands and say yes? For Scripture says it, God takes interest in. Que Dios, hermanos, escúchame bien. Que posiblemente que estás separado de su familia o de la comunidad. Posiblemente que sientes que estás separado de toda persona. Pero escúchame bien. Dios tiene cuidado de vosotros. The Bible says in Matthew 9:24 that we find the Lord stretched forth his hand and gave life to a dead child. Encontrado en Mateo 9:24, encontramos que el Señor tocó un niño muerto y dio la vida. And just maybe today it's our dreams and our thoughts that are dead. How many's ever had a dream and it not happened? Or how many's had a dream and it turned into a nightmare? Huh? Come on, let's be honest. Someone say amen. And you feel like your dreams are just gone, that nobody understands. You have to understand the thought pattern of these parents, that everything they loved was gone now. Tenemos que pensar acerca de los padres de esta niña. Ella fue toda ella. Ella fue muy importante a ella. Ella fue la muñeca de la casa. She was the baby doll of the house. She was the princesa de la casa. She was the princess of the house, but now she's gone. Imagine how quiet that would be. Vaya conmigo. Si la princesa ya está muerta. And that's her dreams. That's the parents' desires. That was, you know, what they loved to hold. It was everything they always wanted, but now imagina conmigo, los padres. Esta princesa fue todo. Es muy importante de ellos. Hermanos, imagina conmigo el dolor que sentía. Can you imagine the pain they had to feel? Everything they loved was now gone. Every dream they had, gone. Cada sueño se fue. Cada deseo se fue. And there they had no idea of what to do, but just Jesus stopped by. No sabía qué pudieron hacer, pero la Biblia dice que Jesús anduvo a ellos. Andaba en la calle y pasó su casa. And just maybe today you don't have necessarily a situation like that, but it is your dreams that you've had for so long, and you've wondered, is God ever going to do it? Let me tell you today, it's just going to take the hand of God to resurrect that dream one more time. It's just going to take the hand of God one more time to give life to your dreams. Hear me today, somebody shout yes. Solamente necesita un toque del Señor. ¿Cuánto dicen gloria a Dios? Mark chapter 7:31. Jesus healed a deaf person, and they're showing that there is neither situation nor problem greater than the hand of God. La Biblia dice Marcos capítulo 7, 31 a 34, que Jesús sanó un sordo mudo. Y hermanos, escúchame bien, y es la verdad, no hay problema más grande de la mano de nuestro Dios. Let's all stand. The Bible says this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. La Biblia dice que Jesucristo, es en Hebreos capítulo 13, versículo 8, Jesucristo es el mismo ayer y hoy y por los siglos. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he could heal, if he could raise from the dead, if he could do all those things before, guess what? He can do it today. Si él pudo sanar los cuerpos, si en el pasado él dio vida a los muertos, escúcheme bien, Dios puede hacer lo mismo hoy en día. Él puede. If you need a touch from God, today's your day. Si quieres un toque del cielo, hoy es tu día. Solamente extiende la mano. How many's got kids in the house? Kids, how many? ¿Cuántos tienen hijos? Or you've got nieces and nephews. You know, they're sometimes, you ever get one of those babies that got a snotty nose? Huh? Anybody know what I'm talking about? They got one of them nasty noses. Maybe their diaper's a little full. Huh? They got jelly on their face from earlier that morning. They got dirt under their fingernails. Hermanos, ¿cuántos de nosotros se recuerda que a veces que los niños que llegan a la casa, mis hijos, tus hijos posiblemente, pero ya hermano, los bebés tienen polvo de arena o algo en sus manos, tiene mocos en la nariz, tiene un poco comida aquí, está bien sucio, tiene pañales, canúfale. ¿Recuerdas? You know what that's like. But here's what it is, that when that baby takes and stretches out their hands, there's not a care in this world of whether they're going to get that nasty nose on your sleeve. All you want is to pick that sweet baby up because they cried for you. ¿Cuántos recuerdan que cuando el niño se levantó sus manos o la niña se extendió sus manos, no importa lo moco en la nariz, no importa cómo sucio es, cuando ellos extienden la mano y griten su nombre, papá, ay mami, there's just something about it when you hear that child, that niece, that nephew, whatever it is, they just say, hold me, hold me. You know, it doesn't matter how dirty they are, it doesn't matter how nasty they look at that moment, you're just right there to hold them. And I feel like today, that no matter how messy your situation is, If you just stretch out your hand and say, Jesus, hold me. Today's a good day. Come on. Go ahead, right now. Yo siento que es un buen día para extender las manos, que no importa cómo sucedió el problema, no importa las luchas y pruebas, las dudas que tenía, solamente extiende las manos y tráigame, Señor. Llévame al lugar santísimo. I feel the presence of God moving across this place. Right now, as we begin to sing this song, if you're able, would you just walk with a hand raised as a sign of saying, I'm walking towards you, Jesus. Vamos, vamos a levantar un mano y vamos a salir las bancas y las sillas y vamos a tomar un paso sobre un paso más para, con manos extendidas a Jesús y dígalo, Señor, aquí es mi lucha, aquí es mi prueba, aquí es mi dudas. Found in Matthew 14 where Peter is about to walk on the water. Encontramos en Mateo capítulo 14 que apóstol Pedro para comenzar a andar sobre las aguas. We find that he began to sink. He took his eyes off of Jesus. Él quitó sus manos o sus ojos sobre a Jesús. Y él comenzó a hundirse. It was in those moments, the Bible says, it wasn't 5 minutes, wasn't 10 minutes. No pasó 5 minutos o 10 minutos. The Bible says that when Peter cried out to Jesus, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and carried him to himself. Whatever storm, whatever situation you're in, the hands raised. Just save me, Jesus. Just save me, Jesus. As we begin to sing right now, would you just say that right? Lord, save me. Come on, it's the hand of God. If you need a healing today, it's your day. Si necesito un sanidad, hoy es tu día. Extiende la mano, solamente extiende la mano, Señor, sálvame. Pedro comenzó a hundir en las aguas por causa tormenta. Él quitó sus ojos sobre Jesús y él comenzó a hundir las aguas. Él sentía el poder de las olas pegando su cuerpo, pero el momento que él extendió la mano, él gritó, Señor, sálvame. Fue el momento, la Biblia dice, en el momento inmediatamente, la Biblia dice, él, Jesús, extendió feeling you're going through right now, whatever situation, give it to Jesus. Give bring God's arm. Peter never had to worry one single moment, will I dislocate a shoulder? No, no, no. He just had to trust the voice of the one who extended the hand. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus. Come on, let's just wait on the Lord a little bit. It's okay. Come on, in your own way, just wait on the Lord. God, as we walk out of this place, cover us with your hand and protect us. Lord Jesus, I pray it right now that we'll walk out of this place having the peace that will surpass every understanding. It makes no sense, but you've given us peace. Help us, oh God, to leave this place knowing that we have been in your presence and have felt your touch. Señor mi Dios, oramos en este momento, Jesús, que podremos salir de este lugar sabiendo que fuimos lavados en tus manos, Jesús. Sentimos su poder y la fuerza de sus brazos. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will guide us. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is not short. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Turn around if you can and say, it's the hand of God that I'm here. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Parents that are going, has a child going to North American Youth Congress, we need to meet with you immediately after service in the youth room. So if you're going, please, please, please meet back there. And you're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Thank you.